You also, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11887 B&K Investments LLC. Seek a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bayberry Road, approximately 617 feet south of Cedar Road. The 911 address is 38269 Bayberry Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 105. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.1-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Chuck Shade, 219 Saratoga Street, Salisbury, Maryland, 21804.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, everyone. It's been a while since I've been here, but always good to see everybody's doing good.
Good.
My name's Chuck Shade. I'm the construction manager with Clayton Homes, and I have a client that wants to place a brand new modular home on a lot that he's purchased in Kennewick.
Okay.
There was a kind of a disheveled home there that was kind of falling apart that he had removed. An older structure, and he wants to put a brand new Cape Cod on this lot. We're asking for a variance from the north side side yard setback, as was stated by Ms. Cornwell, because of the narrowness of the lot. The particular home that he wants to purchase and put on that lot will not be, you know, as far as the width goes, will not fit within the current setbacks. Now, we're good on all three sides, except for that northbound side. So because of the narrowness of those lots in there, in order to afford a release, we ask that you approve that. As far as the lot being developed, there are some upscale homes in that community. The home that he's picked to want to replace it in there would definitely enhance, the characteristics of that community. I don't see that there would be any, change in the character of the community with him placing this home in here. This particular home has, it's a Cape Cod, so it has gables on the roof line, and he would like those gables to face the canal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we're asking, another reason why we're asking for that setback change. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think it would enhance it. There's some other older properties in there that have been recently upgraded that I could see when I was doing my visit down there at that community. Variance, if it's granted, would be the minimum amount needed to work with my client.
All right. Well, you addressed those standards, what I was going to ask you to do, so that's good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to start with the questions. I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson. Do you have any at this time?
Just a couple.
All right.
You mentioned that it's Cape Cod. Is it a finished two-story?
Right now, my client is debating whether he wants to finish the second story yet. So what we will do, we'll apply with all the building code regulations to close that off with, adequate. But down the line, yes, he would like to probably finish that upstairs.
So the initial floor plan would be about right around 1,800 square feet. Is that
correct? Well, actually, I think it's 1,551 square feet. Let me see here. I'll let you know right now.
Is it going to be on
pylons? Yeah, that's it. I figured it out. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's 1,515 square feet, the finished floor.
Is it going to be on pylons?
It's going to be on a basement block foundation.
How many course blocks?
I believe we're going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think the engineer that designed it for him, and I don't have that with me, and I apologize, but I think it's going to be somewhere around a 9.5-foot ceiling height. So how many block would that be using 16-inch block? I would say having a calculator.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
Yeah, the bottom of the finished floor is going to be at 9.5 feet.
Okay.
And most of those, you know, most of the homes in that community have
raised.
Yeah, yeah, to maximize the lots.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Redd.
Well, not only maximize it, but you're in a flood zone, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In looking at this, why did you not want to turn the building around? Because of what?
Well, because it's a Cape Cod and it has three what they call doghouse dormers for the second story.
Yeah.
And he wanted that to face that over. He's got a very good view of the canal and all that down there.
Yeah, I imagine he does. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why he wants to, you know, face the canal.
Okay, but it's not something he needs to do, really?
Yes, sir. I guess that would be the truth, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so would you be in compliance if you turned the house that way?
Let me look at my site plan.
Well, you got a 50-foot home.
Yeah. And the lot is 95...
Will you be RL?
That would have to be 30.
I think they would need a 0.3-foot variance to the front or the rear if they turned it, Mr.
Right.
Rickard.
Yeah.
0.3. My math
is correct.
That's
what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I understand.
I was waiting for you to tell me, but my...
I was getting there.
My attorney told me.
Yeah, it's a 30-foot front setback, 50-foot of house, so that's 80, and 10 rear, that would be 90, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, it's 50-foot, so...
It'd be 5.45.
5.45?
5.45, they'd need a variance from if they turned it.
If they turned it.
If they turned it.
It'd be a bigger variance.
Bigger variance, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now he's only asking for 4.4.
Because I'm having a... Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm having a little problem fitting that thing in there.
No, you could fit an intern because you got 95 feet and you take away 30 from the front,
right,
and 10 from...
No, she's right.
10 from the back.
In the back.
That's 40.
That's,
the house is 50.
And the house is 50, so...
But you'd still have 5 feet left.
Oh, so they would have 5 feet.
You'd have
sorry.
5 feet left, yes.
Yeah, so it would fit in there.
It would fit
if it
was turned, yes.
Man, you're throwing so many things. I said it would fit when I asked the question, but then everybody was throwing...
Yeah.
The math was getting to me screwed up there. So it would fit. Okay. And back to the question I asked you before, you would say that this is something he wants. He doesn't need to put it that way, right? In other words, he doesn't need to encroach.
I think for the, you know, the type of home that he wants to put in there, I mean, of course, okay, it would be... I guess it would benefit him if he had the dormers facing the canal. But does he necessarily have to do that? You know, probably not.
Because you know why I'm asking these questions. Because you
yes, sir.
Definitely don't come to the board just for a variance because of something you want to do.
Yes, sir.
Something
I understand
that you have to have a reason for us to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
The other question is... there's no way you could make that smaller, the home, redesign the home smaller.
Well, you know, this particular model that he's purchased,
yeah,
you know, it probably could be done. There would be some engineering costs to cut the size of the home down since this is a modular home. It's, you know, this particular model that we have here is a Skyline model, and it's already pre-engineered. It already has engineering certs for Delaware and...
Okay.
And all that. So, I mean, there would be an additional cost to him for that, sure, to cut down the size of the home.
So cost-wise, it would just be not feasible to cut it down? Is that what
well, and I think with the size of the homes that are in that community, I think around a 1,500-square-foot home is probably, you know...
Probably the norm.
Probably the norm. You know, to knock it down, you know, we're talking about 4.1 feet down to a... 46,
mm-hmm.
You probably lose, about 200 square feet. Now you got a 1,300 square foot house.
On the first floor?
Yeah.
The first floor.
Yeah.
You said you're thinking about designing a second floor, right?
Well, he's thinking about that. He has not totally committed to us about you know, doing that second floor for him yet.
So that is
we've given
option.
Him prices, but he's not committed on, in contract.
Gotcha. All right. No other questions, Mr. Dwight.
Mr. Werman?
Well, they asked a question I want to know, but shrinking it down, he already asked, answered that question.
Okay.
So the other option is to turn it, and he really doesn't want to turn that house.
I mean, you know, he would prefer not to do that.
But he already, it's already bought.
It's not been bought yet. No, sir. It has not been bought yet. That's what we wanted to come to this hearing first to see what, you know, what you would decide, and then we can talk about that later, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here before the board quite a few times before, and I advise my customer that, you know, it's something that you want. It's not something that necessarily, you know. So I told him I would come before the board and plead our case and see if there's any way we can get it done.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you understand there has to be a need there, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what you told him.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, I've represented a lot of people over Swan Keys,
sure.
And I know in there it's a little different, but, mm-hmm. You know, this is totally, you know, this is a different thing. It's just...
But he does have, I mean, if he did cut it down, still have the second floor yet.
He still has the second floor.
Yeah, he still has the second floor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he has.
Mm-hmm.
He could add.
Yeah. Okay, no other question.
All right, thank you. Mr. Mills?
Does your company sell by 40 and by 44 foot?
We do, but in this particular line of homes, I would have to have it re-engineered. Their smallest size is a 50-foot, so I would have to have them, you know, just go through Dapia, and I think they use, Adam might know, I think they use, it's an engineering firm out of Pennsylvania. I just can't think of their name right offhand, but they would have to go back and resubmit plans and... You know,
but you do sell other homes that are not as long.
I mean, we do, but in the Cape Cod style that he wants, you know, like I said, that would be the smallest home. Now I could, like I said, I could try to get it done down to a 46 foot that would fit in there.
You keep, and Mr. Rickard had pointed out, and you keep saying what he wants and what he wants. Maybe you could address the third standard for granting a variance.
The third standard. It's created by the applicant. I really can't address that. I mean, you know, like I said, Mr. Rickard brought up a good point that, you know, why can't we just shrink the house? That would be up to him, you know.
That or turn it.
Or turn it, yeah, which I don't think he wants to turn it, you know, but to shrink it, I mean, that's something I could go back to him on. But as far as turning it, the style home that him and his wife wants to Cape Cod, you know, they just got this thing about the Cape Cod. I mean, we sell a number of, you know, we do a number of different types of homes, two stories. But
well, you've been very, very honest up
yes,
front
sir.
Because you,
yes, sir.
You know what we're looking for. You've been before the board evidently a couple of times in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
We just don't hand out variances for not, you know, if you can't meet the five
yes, sir.
Criterias, there's a problem there,
mm-hmm.
You know, unless you can convince us that, you know, you need this.
I really don't think that I can, you know, and I did tell him that. I mean, if I have to try to convince you that it wasn't created by the applicant, it's the particular home he wants to buy, you know. I mean, is there something else that he can purchase? I'm sure that there is, and it would just be a matter of going back to him and let him know what the board decided.
Okay, thank
all
you.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Yeah. Trump, do you have any questions?
Just two. Is there any flooding on that property you're aware of?
I mean, there's no flooding that I mean, it isn't a flood zone. I do have a flood elevation certificate. We are going to do, you know, when we do build a home for Mr. Baker down there, we are going to comply with all the building codes and all that. But as far as flooding, I don't know for sure. I mean, I talked to some of the people in the community. Mr. Baker also has his son's a place in there, and I don't think anything recently flooded out down there.
So nothing that would limit the placement options for the home.
I really can't say that.
Okay. How about a septic system? It looks like it's on central water. Is it on
yeah,
central
it's
sewer
on,
too?
On this particular lot, it's on central water and sewer.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And it looks to me like it's a little larger of a lot, too. It looks like it's a lot and a third of another.
Yeah, it's a lot and a third of another, a total of 66.67 feet across the front and back.
So it's a little larger than some of the others in the neighborhood, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone in opposition to this application? Here, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we deny case number 11887. I believe the application is being created by the applicant. He has been more than honest and upfront with us to let us know that this is just something that they want. There is other options that he could develop this lot on, could a smaller. Or, of course, he made the statement that also that the applicant doesn't want to turn it around. So it looks like the applicant can look for a smaller home that could fit into that. And he has so said that they could look into that. So based on that testimony, I believe the denying case number 11,887, is that the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 11,887. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated, but I also would like to state that the gentleman has certainly, it's refreshing to see that this gentleman has really filled, how should I say, he really can feel what we're doing up here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,887 is denied. Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,888. Jeffrey Wyatt seeks variances from the side yard setback, section 115-42B, 115-181B, and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Lost Point Road, approximately 0.53 mile northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37074 Lost Point Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.12, parcel 4. Specifically, they're requesting a 5.5-foot variance, a 7.8-foot variance, and a 3.8-foot variance. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Okay, you step forward there, please, and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jeffrey Wyatt, 1315 West Jarrettsville Road, Forestville, Maryland, 21050.
We'll be right here. Sophia Wyatt,
1315
Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Can I ask you, before you start, did you address the standards for the granting of the variance, please, for the board?
Yes, I'd be happy to. I'm here to help represent the Wyatts for this. First, the uniqueness of the property. What we're discussing is putting a two-box modular home in Swan Keys. That community, as we can get back to some of the other hearings that I've been here to help people through and have gained approval on, was originally built to accommodate single-wide homes, especially the lots in that community that are 40-foot wide. And since, as the market has changed, those homes have become double-wides and two-box modulars as well as stick-built. So the uniqueness of the lot would be a reflection of the new homes to the current lot sizes, that they won't accommodate anything above a single wide. And the market value of those lots, I don't want to speak for them, but I'd imagine probably a $300,000 property doesn't really have to resell when there's a single wide mobile home on it, which is why many of the older homes are being pulled out and replaced with larger. Cannot otherwise be developed, as I kind of alluded to previously. They can't build a home that's commensurate with the other homes that have been built in that community over time, and, you know, equal the property value for it to make sense. Not created by the applicant. They purchased the lot recently, about a year ago, and the setbacks and property lines and everything were established prior to their ownership of the land. Altering the essential character of the neighborhood, this would be consistent with many of the existing homes and the ones that are proposed that have active permits, in size, in the degree of the variance that would be required, and then all the cosmetic features of the home. Minimum variance, they're not seeking anything in excess of what hasn't already been established as a precedent in the community, and for the 40-foot wide lots.
Okay. I'd like for you to address that one on number three again. You said that these, about these setbacks, they were what now?
That it wasn't created by the applicant?
Yeah.
They just purchased the lot recently, so the setbacks were already established, you know, prior to them owning that property.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then we'll start with the questions from you, Mr. Rickards. You're going to be up, please.
Well, this is another situation where a mobile home park has been turned into a GR, giving them a more of a setback requirements in a 40-foot lot. 27 and 3/10, that's the wide?
The width of the home.
The width of the
it's
home.
28.
Yes. So to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is pretty standard, you know, for either HUD or modular homes that are two boxes, 28 wide.
It would have to drop down to a what, 25?
There'd be 24, but between your exterior and interior walls that are, you know, your marriage line, the accommodations in any bedrooms that would fit one size of the home are very constrained. It wouldn't be consistent with some of the other houses that have been built in there with similar size lots.
Or similar size lots, are they 24?
Even if it was 24, it would still need a variance.
Still need a variance, yeah.
Right.
But
they're applying.
At least we look for a least amount.
Correct, yeah.
Variance.
They're not asking for anything in excess of what's already
what's
been established
already in
for
there,
the previous homes.
Right?
Yeah. And that was their understanding, you know, when they purchased the lot originally, was that there have already been precedents set that allowed actually wider homes than 28, but in this circumstance, 28
is acceptable. Yeah, this is what you get into with the 40-foot lots.
Yeah.
No other questions, Mr.
Thank you. Mr. Workman?
You know what size home was in there before?
I actually asked them that earlier today. Prior to them owning it, there was a single wide. They don't know exactly when it came down.
I don't know if it was in the same footprints or not. That was the other one.
Yeah, I couldn't say, and there's no real signs of it left behind. It's
just hard to fit something in there any smaller than that. I mean,
right.
Have anything.
Right.
Yeah. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
The homes in this development, they're that are being replaced, none of them are actual mobile homes, are they?
The new homes? Yeah. It's a mixture of stick-built modular or
modulars. But
well, when I say mobile, I mean like not, HUD, which you'd think of as like
right,
a trailer,
like
single-wide or double-wide.
Not single-wides.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, the land value just so far right. exceeds the cost of a single wide. Anybody that's buying a property with a single wide on it is basically tearing them down and building something new.
Sure. Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Job, you have any questions?
Yeah, just a couple. Is this going to be elevated?
It will be. It's in a flood zone. It's out towards the point, and there's been some, I'll call it passive flooding, not wave action, but water on that lot I've witnessed in the past. So it's going to be up on pilings to get some space underneath the house for storage and make sure it suits the flood.
How many stories tall will the house be?
It's a raised roof modular, so it's going to be a single ranch with the ability to build on the second floor as well, like a cape. And the piling height will be about 9 foot above existing grade.
I noticed there's some fixtures on the side of the house. It looks like there's a landing. It looks like a proposed HVAC unit,
right,
or two. Did you consider locating any of those things elsewhere so that perhaps they're not in the side yard?
There were some talks when they were working on the floor plan. It's kind of a custom design, and those features were kind of used to be consistent with the rest of the community. If you go up and down the street, maybe people have their heating and air units on the side of the house, and then they'll have a side entrance, and then maybe a second one, you know, on the water side or the road side. So this is, you know, aesthetically matching, you know, pretty much everything else on the neighboring lots.
Okay, so they couldn't be put in the front yard or anything like that to avoid having a variance for those things?
It wouldn't be consistent with what, you know, has already been approved in the past, which is why they decided to place them there.
Okay. How about the porch in the front yard there? It looks like a covered porch. Can that be centered so that it's not encroaching in the side yard?
It's kind of a structural thing. Because you've got the two-box module, you've got that marriage line that goes across the middle. So, you know, there's certain items that you can't carry across. Like you can't put a door,
gotcha,
you know, very easily in the middle of that home. So that point's bearing load. So if you centered your deck and you wanted your door in the center, you couldn't do that with these type of layouts.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was something that was connected or integral to the design of the dwelling, or if it was something that was kind of an attachment to it.
Okay.
So. Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Did you say that was going to be it's a two-story home or single story?
It's a cape, so a floor and a half, I guess.
Floor and a half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we, as in many cases before, we've determined that a 40-foot lot is unique in itself and difficult to improve, especially with today's size homes. And the applicant has stated that they don't make a home with that would comply as far as the narrowness. So therefore, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and that obviously isn't something that's been created by the applicant. I don't think it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as we heard testimony, and we know that you know, other properties have been developed similarly. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,888.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,888. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,888 is approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. You are.